You're listening to Rete Italia on a Friday morning. Now, right now, we are going to go to London, I think is where he is, to speak with the author, Chris Harrison. He should be on the phone. Chris, are you there?
I'm here. I've just been listening to your wonderful Italian at the restaurant.
My Italian...
He's laughing.
It's my Italian imbastardito, Chris.
It sounded more like you were in a lap dancing club than in a restaurant.
Is that right? Now, the reason we wanted to talk to you was, first of all, congratulations on the birth of your lovely daughter, Sophia, who was born a couple of weeks ago.
Thank you, yes. Yes, 12 days ago, 12 sleepless days ago.
Congratulations.
Oh, so she has not been sleeping.
Not very well, no. There hasn't been too much sleep happening in this house. In fact, when the phone rang 5 minutes ago, I answered the television remote control rather than the telephone.
Right. Well, tell us about Sophia. Now, that's a lovely name. It's Sophia Loren's name. It's a beautiful Italian name. Who does she look like, yourself or her mum?
We've sent the photos to lots of friends in Australia and Italy, and at the moment we're being told that she looks like me, poor thing. but I think it's too early to really tell, but at the moment everybody's saying she looks like me. So as long as she's got Daniela's personality, then she'll be okay with my look.
Now, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, we spoke to Chris because he wrote this wonderful book called Head Over Heel, and we're going to give away the book. And all you have to, we've got one book to give away, we're going to give away this week, and all you have to do is ring the following number and give this answer. What is the name of Chris's new baby daughter? Now, we've just mentioned it. The number to ring is 03, if you're outside of Melbourne, 9488 1447. That's 03 9488 1447, and you have to answer the question, what is the name of Chris's new baby daughter? Now, Chris, the reason I also wanted to talk to you was we're going to do a little chat and discussion about mother-in-laws, which in Italian the word is sorgere.
Suocera, yeah. Bit of a
now,
word in this house with you.
Give us a bit of an idea of what it was like when you met your suocera the first time.
Oh, dear. Well, the first time I met my suocera, well, it was... She was in a scrum of 20 people. We'd driven from Puglia to Sicily, and we arrived at Daniela's holiday house, and there she was, and... She was one of 20 people, and I was kissing all these cheeks, and there she was at the end, waiting for me. And I was quite nervous, to be honest, because, you know, I had Southern Italian mothers, Italian mothers, are famously protective, and I didn't quite know how I would behave in front of her with her daughter. And so it was difficult at the beginning, but she was lovely. She adopted me like a son from day one. In fact, on the second day we were at the house in Sicily, we went off to the beach, and when we came back, she'd actually gone into our bedroom and picked up my dirty clothes and started washing them for me. And when we arrived back from the beach, she was hollering something. I couldn't understand Italian at that stage, and San Daniela translated her lament for me, and apparently my red underwear had run and ruined her washing. So one of the first things she ever said to me was don't buy red underwear, Chris, buy a white one, so they won't ruin my washing. So it was pretty much adopted as a son from day one.
Now, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty here, Chris. When the sorgera and your wife argue, whose side do you take?
Well, I take my wife.
What about when you and your wife argue? Whose side does the sorgera take?
She takes mine.
Well, there you go. Well, you've got a good relationship. Is she a good cook? What's her favourite? What is the favourite dish that she cooks for you?
She's an incredible cook. She's Sicilian. So most of her dishes come from Sicily. I think my favourite dish that she prepares is la parmigiana, which is prosciutto with melanzana. A lot of Sicilian dishes have the melanzana, the eggplant, and fried prosciutto, fried eggplant, and with unfortunately, I eat it more than I cook it, so I'm not very good at giving you the recipe. But yeah, it's prosciutto, melanzana, and cheese. I think parmigiana, Parmesan cheese, what we'd call Parmesan cheese, and it's all fried together. And I like it. She's fantastic also at cooking spaghetti con le cozze, which would be spaghetti with mussels, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Clams.
Mm, sounds beautiful.
She's a brilliant cook.
I should say that the book has been won by someone called R.V. Brown from Melbourne, so no more calls. Have I said something funny there?
I think I know.
R.V. Brown has won the book from Melbourne, so congratulations. You have a wonderful book called Head Over Heel. Chris, we're coming up to Christmas, and we've been talking in the office here about how people spend their Christmases. Now, where will you spend Christmas this year?
I will be spending Christmas in my London apartment with my mother-in-law and my wife and my daughter. In fact, it's quite funny because the midwife, Sophia, is only... I can say her name now, the book's been one. Sophia is only 10 days old, so the midwives from the hospital are still visiting us. And they came around today to talk to us about contraception. And they said, it's very important that you don't get pregnant too soon. And I said, well, you don't need to worry about that. My mother-in-law is arriving tomorrow for Christmas. So, yeah, she'll be arriving for Christmas. And we'll all be here to celebrate Sophia's first Christmas together. So we'll be eating well, and I'm sure she'll bring a lot of panettone and spumante. And yeah, it'll be fabulous to have.
Have you spent a Christmas in Italy at any stage?
I have, yes, I have.
What's it like, Christmas there?
It's not my favourite time of the year, but basically what happens in the village is on Christmas Eve, I mean, you'll be very surprised to hear that it all revolves around food, but on Christmas Eve there's a feast, as usual, and in Andrano, the village where we lived, they cook something called le pippole, which is, it's like battered flour with either vegetables inside or nothing, just the battered flour itself, made into bizarre little shapes. It's very tasty. And they have a feast revolving around le pittole and lots of other foods. At 9 p.m. they'll start to eat, and they'll play tombola as well. They'll play bingo, usually in the cellar with the fire roaring. It gets incredibly cold down there, even though it's a lot of people consider it the Mediterranean. It gets really cold in winter. And then about 10:30, everyone heads off to church. Off the piazza, and they'll have a midnight service. And then at 1 a.m. everybody's wandering around the piazza saying Buon Natale a tutti. Very social, very sociable thing. And then everybody heads home for Christmas Day, which, surprise, surprise, again revolves around food. And they'll have a massive lunch. No turkey. Well, some people may have turkey, but it's not a traditional thing that we would consider. Lots of people eat lasagna and lots of seafoods. And then the panettone comes out. So it's fun. It's fun, but it's not my favourite time of year down there.
Well, it sounds wonderful to me. It's just magical, isn't it, Caterina?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I can see
Chris here, Caterina, reminiscing about all her Christmases many years ago. Because I guess, I mean, and you're away from home because your home is Sydney, Chris. Do you get homesick at this time?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I miss... the cricket. I associate Christmas with cricket and going to the beach, and so it's very difficult, the Northern Hemisphere, at this time of year particularly. Around the AFL Grand Final and Christmas, I get very homesick.
And Caterina, what's it like for you? Because your family is in the north of Italy, and
yes, that's
you're
right.
you're with your family here, but,
yeah, but
your mind would be with them, I guess.
I guess where you grew up, where your first Christmases are, is what you remember the most. And yeah, I do miss having Christmas in the cold weather with the snow sometimes, and all the shops are all lit up. And here it's summer, and it doesn't feel like Christmas that much to me. I mean, Christmas Day is fantastic, but yeah, it's different atmosphere, really.
Chris, wonderful to talk to you again. Congratulations on your daughter, Sophia, and we'll talk again in the next couple of months.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you, Tony. Nice to speak to you and to you, Caterina.
Thank you.
Chris Harrison, the author of the book Head Over Heel, here on Rete Italia. Let's take a break.